one of the reasons I started Kink Events was to demystify BDSM and help people communicate more about sex, because if you can't communicate about sex to your partner, then you're probably not going to get the sex you want. But also, in a weird way, you've got to communicate to yourself. You've got to figure out what you like so that you can talk about it. There's a two-step process. Figure out what you like and then communicate that to your partner. Most people have not done either. And so one of the things that is available on my website is the sex menu. And a sex menu is designed to solve both of these challenges. It's a list of kinky activities. You read through it and you mark each one depending on how much you want to try that activity. This is really great if you maybe are exploring BDSM or you don't know what everything is and you want some ideas, but it also gets you comfortable with maybe thinking about sex acts that you've not thought about before or shameful to you. By having this list, it kind of takes some of that pressure off because you can just go through and you can mark if you think it's something you want to try. And then you've got this list, so you know what you like, and then you can go and talk to your partner and you get your partner to fill out one as well, and then you can see where the overlap is. So it's a great communication tool. Today, Moano and I are going to be going through our sex menus. We want to show you what ours are like, and hopefully that'll normalize talking about sex. This podcast contains frank discussions about sex, kink, and BDSM. If you're a consenting adult who wants to learn more about these topics, then stay tuned.
You're listening to Chief from kinkyevents.co.uk, helping you create the dom sub dynamic you've always fantasized about.
The difference is that these are old sex menus that we've done. We did these back in March of 2020. And it is not March 2020 anymore. So I'm very curious to see how our different desires have morphed or changed over time, because I'm certain that there are things on the menu that I will have marked at a different level of want or need. And so I'm very curious to see how our kinky needs have shifted. Have we become more kinky over time? Less kinky over time?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Now, there are about 350 things on here. They're categorized. And so for the sake of time, because we don't have that long in this podcast, if there's something we're not into or a whole section we're not into, we'll probably just say, no, we're not into that and skip it over. But you can go to kinkyevents.co.uk. In the menu, you'll find a freebies link. And on there, you can go and find the sex menu page and you can download this. And there's a whole guide as well. So shall we get started?
Let's do this.
Let's do it. All right. So section one is affection. And in here, we've got aftercare, bath time, bed sharing, cuddles, public displays of affection. Weirdly, I think this is the shortest section because this is more like a normal couple, I guess, apart from aftercare, which is something that if you're new to BDSM, you might not know what it is.
Also, bath time could be seen in a couple different ways as well. You could see it as like a DDLG sort of element to it. Or does it just mean a nice sensual sort of that?
I read it as sensual.
Yeah. Well,
this is the other thing. There's a lot of, you can interpret these however you want. And there's a comment section so you can write comments about what they are. I put 5 for all of these. And just to explain the scale. So we've got hard limit being a 0, which is hard limit means we never want to try this. Soft limit is, you know, I'm not ruling it out completely, but I would probably do it, but only if my partner really wanted to. And then we've got the next levels up, sort of, I'm indifferent about it, then I'd like to try it, I'm interested in it. And then yes, please, so I really enjoy it. And then need it, I really, really need it. So I put need it for all of these.
I put need it for all of these. Aftercare, I have being a top 6, like I must have aftercare, and I also have cuddles as being I must have cuddles, and the rest are just like solid all around good.
Perfect. All right. Aftercare is very important. We've done lots of podcasts on that, so we won't go into that.
I like some of my comments though that I put from years ago. I said for cuddles, I mean, it's just a human need. Cuddles all the way.
Next section, anal play. There's loads in here. Rimming, anal dildos, anal fingering, fisting, hooks, plugs, plug tails, sex, spreader, torture, vibrations, enemas, and so on.
What are your highs in this list?
I put rimming, anal dildos, anal fingering, anal plugs under clothes, anal sex as need it.
All right.
Yeah.
Rimming. I don't think we've ever done
rooming.
I have rooming as a three, so like very middle of the road, and my comma is if washed. But the whole idea of rooming kind of scares me.
Yeah, I think I might have done this slightly wrong when I filled this out, because the scale is from 0 to 6, which actually means there's 7 options, including the 0. So actually I put 5 for this, which means it's probably a yes, please, rather than a need it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so these are all yes, please. Because I used to do rooming in previous relationships. And I like it. It feels really nice.
Receiving.
Both.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about it that scares me. And like I've never touched your butt, like your actual butthole. I've never
touched it. A massage.
And I've thought about it. I've thought during a massage. I've thought about if I could be brave enough to touch your butthole, and I have
not. What is it that scares you? Are you worried what I think, or are you worried?
I don't like it. It just feels like a boundary, like a territory of your. Of your person that is not to be breached.
My territory.
Yeah, I don't like. I have some weird hang up about it. Like you touch my butt, and I'm fine with it. But I don't know, there's something scary about touching your
cleanliness
butt.
Cleanliness, or is it?
Maybe it's some sort of cleanliness thing. Maybe I have some subconscious like you're the dom in the relationship. I also don't like do I want to touch your butts? I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never done it.
There's something that makes me
feel nervous.
You could see it as it's more of a dominant thing. So you're worried you're sort of topping or a little bit.
I don't know.
You would be topping
from the bottom. I've thought about it before, like a few times actually. Many times when giving you a massage, I've thought like
you should do it. It feels so nice, honestly. Not the rimming, but start with a finger just on the outside with the oil. Oh, it's really nice. It's because especially if you're just massaging there anyway. With rimming, I would say I probably wouldn't do it anymore just because of the cleanliness factor. It is a bit of a high risk activity, a little bit.
So were you having riskier sex when you were younger, and now you thought about it, or is it just like, am I just in a dirty?
I don't think I was having risky sex. It was more that it's not the risk of STIs, it's more the risk of just getting ill.
Yeah. So it has that like increased as something that you pay more attention to as you've gotten older? Like, is it something that you're like, ooh, maybe rimming's not actually...
I don't know. I guess because... I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think... So it just happened. Like, a couple of people I was partnered with just really enjoyed it. And so they enjoyed giving. And yeah, it's just really hot. It's really hot because it's... I think it goes... We've talked about this before. It's like, if someone is willing to do that, it means that they're willing to do anything to pleasure you. Mm. And that's really hot. That's such a turn on. Yeah.
Rimming, I think, is something that I'd really struggle to do. And I think that's because every time I've seen rimming done in porn or whatever, like a woman rimming a man, there's always been some really degrading element to it. And that I think has really gotten to my psyche. And it's something where I'm like, I don't want to be degraded in that way. Like it makes it look like it's not because she's so in love with him that she wants to do this for him. It's that like, there's some really weird sort of degrading element that feels icky to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I didn't see it. Yeah, and I used to give as well. I think I gave before I received. And yeah, it's just really hot. And also fingering. Like I used to play more with my ass just because it was like I was becoming sexually liberated and I want to try all the things. And so, I don't know, if someone's giving you a blowjob and they just stick a finger in your ass, it's just really hot. Again, I don't know if I could do it now because I'm not used to it anymore. But back then I was.
Yeah.
And it was just really hot. It's a similar thing. It's like, oh, it can enhance the orgasm. So.
Yeah, interesting. I definitely have some hangups around bum play. Like
Which is so weird because you love anal.
Receiving it is really, but otherwise, there's still elements to it that I find challenging to just overcome it in my head. Other interesting things, I have a soft limit to anal fisting. The things that I've rated highly on this section, anal fingering, anal plugs, plugs under clothes, and
receiving,
anal sex.
Receiving.
And then I've put a zero anal torture, which isn't terribly surprising.
I've put one for that, which is weird. I don't know why I didn't put a zero.
Well, it's possible that with the... since we changed the rating slightly. And anal spreader and anal fisting and enema retentions. However, enemas for cleaning, I put as a soft limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
I think anal sex, like me giving you anal sex, that is our go-to. Like we do that all the time. But one of the things that attracted me to you was the fact that you were wearing plugs under clothes, because when we did this it would have been around lockdown, so you would send me pictures and I would tell you to go and put a plug in and go outside. That was so hot, and I was like, okay, this is great.
That was fun,
because I in previous relationships I'd had people who really enjoyed anal sex and I was like, it's amazing. I can't now go out with someone who doesn't enjoy it, because I'm like, now I know what it's like.
It took me... What was really nice about lockdown, we did my anal training over lockdown and we kind of followed the structure of the,
you hadn't done it
the
before
guide
we got
that
together,
you have.
Right?
I'd never.
Yeah.
I'd,
not even with yourself.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, before meeting
Look at
you,
you now.
Before meeting you, I'd only had penetrative sex with another person once. You know,
corruption.
And so, like I was a very near virgin when meeting you, and I hadn't played with any dildos. I'd barely ever used my fingers in myself. That's a hard angle. Let's be honest. Like, if you have short arms and little fingers, like trying to actually get a finger up you is difficult. I mean, I already struggle with a tampon. Like, I'm not about to be plunging myself with my fingers. Like, I don't finger myself, you know. Anyway, so like, that whole thing, that exploration hadn't happened. But yeah, so we started training me up with anal over lockdown, like remotely. Mm. And that was a really fun remote activity to do. And it would be like, I'd wear it for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever. And you would give me orders over time and you'd ask me how I was doing throughout the week. Mm-hmm, and and it worked really well. So I think that's like... thumbs up for a remote activity to do. Anal training works
and we
really
had different,
well.
I can't remember what we did now because it was so long. We had different size plugs.
Yeah.
And we would increase both the plug size and the time you were wearing with it. And then I think when we met, I got like a really thin dildo and used it on you. Oh no, we had sex while you were wearing a plug.
Yes. Yeah.
And then a thin dildo, just getting the feel for it and then moving it in and out.
Yeah.
And then finally my cock. And that is the process you need to go through. Basically.
And now I can take it whenever.
You can.
It's great.
Yeah.
My bum has become very acclimated. The muscle remembers the memory. Like, it's like, oh yes, unclench.
Yeah.
You know, there you go.
It shouldn't hurt.
Easy.
It should be
yeah.
It's all about relaxing. And
there you go. Fun. All right. Fun times.
So anal play, overall we like it, but you've not given it to me yet.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a
not
soft
that
limit.
It's a limit. It just feels... I don't know, like pegging.
Yeah,
It's topping in a way that
You can't do.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm probably
with.
Not into it as much as I used to be. I think the reason I got in. Sorry, I know this is only section two, but the reason I got into it is because I saw these prostate massages, and I was like, oh. And I started reading online about male multiple orgasms. I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna train myself to have male multiple orgasm. So I bought an Aneros, which is a dildo. Specially shaped for men, so I can't describe it. It looks like a T. You put it inside yourself and then you can clench your PC muscle, and it because of the way it's structured, that tilts it up inside you, and so it like bangs on your prostate like a drum. And so the objective is you have that, and then by hitting your prostate you can have more intense orgasms. And it never worked for me. It never worked, but the orgasm was slightly stronger when I have something in my ass than not. Because the prostate kind of spasms and it does hit it, but I can never do. I think I've had a multiple orgasm twice in my life. I have managed to do it where I've orgasmed without ejaculating because they're two distinct functions.
Yeah,
and which is weird. People are like, oh, they're the same thing. That's not the same thing. So, and then you could carry on and then ejaculate, but the second one is always weaker. So I'm like, that's not worth it. But it's possible. I've seen people. I've been actually going off wild tangent. I've seen someone have like a man have a orgasm which was a it was literally about 5 minutes long at a sex party, and he wasn't faking it. His whole body was shaking. So there, it is possible.
Mind over matter.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't put it
in. I wonder.
Work.
It'd be interesting to, because there have been a couple times as we've been together where you, especially remotely and during COVID, where you would experiment. You said that you put it in a plug or something, mm-hmm. just to, I don't know, add some excitement to the day.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be interesting to play if we both had like plugs in and then mm-hmm. had sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I need to train myself up again. Right, next section, appearance, clothing. So this is more role play. This is everything from, I'll read it out quickly, corsets, collars, cross-dressing, dressing up to please Dom, fur, hairy genitals, which is weird. I'm not sure. Oh, it's appearance and clothing, yeah. Latex, leather, lingerie, provocative clothing, PVC rubber, shaved genitals, spandex, suits, uniforms. I prefer the person naked, I'll be honest. I'm not even into lingerie. It's just like, I want them naked. I want to do whatever I want to them. Clothing gets in the way. I'm not a fan of fetish wear. It doesn't turn me on. The ones I've got high here are provocative clothing. So if you're out and you're wearing like a short skirt, that's obviously going to turn me on because you can get up to things in public. I like no hair. So shaved genitals, I put as a high. And dressing up to please Dom, I put that mainly because it was like, I would tell you what to wear. Mm-hmm. And that's a turn on for me.
I also have that as a high score. Same with collars, I have quite highly, which mm-hmm. is interesting because kind of lapsed on that, but said something subtle for the day. I also have rather highly lingerie, provocative clothing, and suits. I said, daddy in a suit? Mm-hmm. Yes, please, mm-hmm. was my comment there. And then low scores, I have cross-dressing, real fur, and then PVC, spandex, latex, rubber.
Yeah. You have that black
the PVC,
latex dress.
The PVC.
PVC
it's not,
dress.
And PVC, I have a comment saying,
you look great
at the
that.
Club, sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know, but I think I put it so lowly because like,
actually,
it doesn't turn me on. It's just like, it looks hot,
yeah.
but it does nothing for me.
Exactly. The thumbnail for this podcast is you in
Surprise.
That PVC dress.
It is indeed.
Yeah. It's your ass zipping up in the PVC dress. Yeah, yeah. Again, I'm not into fetish gear. And this is something else. It's why I never associated with BDSM, because I always associated BDSM with fetish gear. And when I got into it, I was like, oh, actually, DS doesn't have to involve any of that. It's just annoying that a lot of the parties do.
Yeah.
The swing parties don't, but the kink parties do.
And I'm like, I have to go out and buy something? And like, can't I just rock up in a jumper or a dress?
Fox Den's pretty good. It doesn't.
Fox Den gets a bit dressy with costumes.
I'm it's not fetish wear, at least.
No, but it's like, it's
dress
cost,
up.
It's dress
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and not like smart dress.
That's
like,
a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then especially at a sex party, you get all dressed up, dolled up, and then you have to take off all of your clothes if you want to do anything. And I'm like, come on.
But that's where I think swingers have got it right.
Yeah.
The boudoir. We need to get back. We need to get back. All right. Moving on. Blindfolds, gags, breath play. There's so much in here. There's everything from some extreme stuff like drowning play, choking, breath play, metal gag, open mouth gag, phallic gag, every single type of gag here. And then we've got vaginal hooks, straight jackets, spreader bars, rope restraints. So off you go.
So low scores for me. Drowning, hoods, inflatables, mouth hook, nose hook, straight jackets, rubber gag, smothering, mouth bit, metal gag, masks, leather gag. All of those I have as hard limits
mm-hmm.
or very, very close to hard limits.
Yeah.
Those are my low scores. Middle of the road are a lot of other things. Any high numbers out here? I have hand or ankle cuffs mm-hmm. as rated highly. Rope restraints, definitely. Spreader bars, using hands as a gag. Harnesses, hog tie. And blindfolds I have high. And then I also have a comment here for cloth gag saying in the comments, panties.
What number did you put for that?
I put that as a 3.
Because we don't do that often. That often. I use my hand quite a lot. And I couldn't remember if it was on your menu.
Yeah, well.
But you didn't say anything.
Oh, you couldn't.
Yeah, so these gags are definitely something that have a safety element, of course, because it's restricting your breathing. So has restraints. So again, if you're doing any of these, then do take care. But yeah, gags, they do a bit for me. I like the hand gag and I like cuffs, but everything else is quite low for me.
Interesting. I feel like these needs to be rejigged a bit because there's some restraints in here that are not in blindfold or gag.
We'll
but I guess the whole idea is the idea of being restrained and like sensory deprivation a little bit. And that's what this whole section is about. But
yeah.
Fun reading it back.
Breasts. There's a whole section of breasts.
Binding, caning, press, scratching, torture, whipping, spanking, biting, kissing, licking, nipple clamps, piercing, play, pulls, tugs, twists, torture, and weights.
Mm-hmm. What have you put?
I have a 0 for nipple torture, a 0 for breast torture, lows for nipple piercing, nipple weights, and breast press. The only high number I have on here really is breast nipple kissing. And then I also have quite like decent scores for biting, although in the comment it says more like nibbling.
I've got kissing, licking as high,
yeah,
and spanking. I do like breast slapping.
Where's the slapping?
Yeah.
I don't even see that on mine.
Breast slapping. I might have added it.
Breast spanking. There you go. I have a 3. It doesn't do anything
for
me.
I've got it as a 4. Like, yes, please. Nipple play as well. You quite like it now.
I have that as a 5. Nipple play and nipple kissing.
That
I
is
have
sort
a,
of torture.
As a 5.
A little bit.
Yeah. You do sometimes get... My breasts are quite insensitive. And so they can take a fair amount of
yeah. Of,
yeah. And actually, I've noticed that you're starting to train me. There have been a couple mm-hmm. of times that you're associating that with my orgasm. Mm-hmm. And so then it's making them more...
Yeah.
It's starting to wake them up a little bit.
Yeah.
So if we do that more, I bet my nipples will become slightly more sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was never really into it. I was kissing, and sucking, but more the torture, not the torture.
The twisting.
It's not for the pain. It's because I know it helps you orgasm. But it was because, again, my ex could orgasm from it. So I just knew it would make her come. So I used to do it. And then I guess I carried it forward.
I don't know. They don't do much. They don't do much for me, but if you do it long enough and hard enough, then it does start to give me some sensation. It's not like a direct line from my clit to my nipples. There's not some like magic arousal line.
No.
Some people that it feels like there is, they have some like electric rush.
I think it's
brush up on their nipples and they're like,
yeah.
And they're instantly wet. And that's just not me.
Yeah. All right, our favorite section, commands.
There's
domination,
so many,
submission. I mean, this is what the whole podcast is about, really, but I don't know where to start. We should probably go through one by one on this.
Do you have any low numbers in here?
Blackmail.
Yeah.
Chastity. These are hard limits, I think. Although, do you know what? I would blackmail someone. I would.
This is just. This
I'd
isn't even having to do
that.
With dominance and submission. That's just. That's just a general.
Yeah,
you
I do it anyway.
Just
but in BDSM, I don't. I would blackmail someone if they enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have any problem. I just don't want to be blackmailed myself. I've got. What else have I got? Quite low.
Eye contact restrictions. I have quite low.
Serving other DOMs, I've got low, and threats and submitting to a submissive, I put a 0. So those are all
for
quite,
you. That makes sense.
Yeah, the ones everything else is quite high. Aggressive dominance high. Assignments high. Begging high. Behavior control and modification high. Brattish behavior. I've got a 2. I don't really like brats.
I have 3. I said I don't think I'm really bratty, but there are times I might test. I test limits, especially if I'm feeling little.
Yeah.
Contract
slave, sort of middle of the road, which I guess is more master slave. It means. Mm-hmm. Corner time,
I
put
have that
high.
Quite high.
Crawling, I put a 2, but I'm more into
middle,
it now.
Middle of the road for me, I put that as a 3.
Yeah. Degradation, I put 4. I do enjoy calling someone my little slut, is my comment in red.
My comment, I have that as a 3. I said, daddy's little cum slut, for example, but I need there to be a possessive element to it, and there has to be praise attached.
So give me a...
Well, like... I don't want to just be called like a generic slut. You have to say like
my slut.
There has to be some possessive. Otherwise it starts going into, it makes me feel not good.
I couldn't remember if you liked the word or not.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, you have to feel the vibes.
Mm.
Bitch is a hard total limit. But I think there's a section for things like that further down.
This is one of the most unique things, because some people, I know people who love bitch.
Yeah.
And they hate slut or they hate whore. Yeah. So it's really, do check. It's really difficult to like, you got to know which words your partner likes.
Yeah, I'm an absolute no to bitch or whore. Mm. But slut has, for me, it has a more gentle connotation. It sounds like it can be teasing.
Yeah.
And it works better in a DDLG sort of element. Yeah.
Strange how that works.
You can be a little,
sort of,
you can be like daddy's little slut. It doesn't.
But in my head, they all mean the same.
Historically, it doesn't. Yeah, and that's,
but in my head, they all kind of mean the same thing.
No, not at all.
Diet plan low, emotional masochism low, emotional sadism low, emotional masochism. I would do that again if my partner was into it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Eye contact restriction.
Enforced bedtime I have high, which we have done.
Yeah, I've got a 3. I have that as a 5. Eye contact restrictions low, fear low, financial submission low.
Following orders, I have as a need. Mm. I have it as a 6.
I've got it as a 4, so yes, please.
Yeah. Same with assignments, I also have as a 6. Punishment, a 5. Honorifics, 6. And my comment, daddy or sir, if I'm really in trouble. Humiliation and in private and public, a 4 and a 3. Hypnosis, a 4. Ignoring, I have that as a 1.
Tell me about humiliation in private or public. Like how, what... Because I thought you didn't really like humiliation.
No, it all has to do with the word. I don't know. Words are confusing and words are difficult. And degrading words and humiliating words have some sort of difference. And I don't know if back then I maybe thought
you're thinking about objectification
different.
Maybe as
yeah,
well.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
Kneeling, I have quite highly. Lead and leash, high. Lecturing, high. Mentoring,
lecturing. Need. There's no way you'd let me lecture you.
Well, lecturing for misbehaving? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and you have. You grab the back of my neck, the nape of my neck, and tell me, like, not to, I don't know, like, that I didn't follow the directions or something, and then, like, lead
me to
the corner.
So it's more insects, not like...
No. Or it could just be, like, I didn't do something correct. We used to play with it a little bit more. If I didn't follow your directions exactly when I was
but I found
making
recently
the bed
if
or...
you're I found recently if you're not doing something the way I like it and I tell you, you get annoyed and you're like
yes. But you know what, I think it's because we have kind of lapsed on the like I kind of need to be reminded that we're in a DS relationship, and lately it's kind of just been like meh. It's been whatever, and so then I haven't been taking it. I'm not going to get punished for it, so there's no, I have no control, like
no incentive.
Yeah. I have no incentive to
right,
to
well,
behave.
Sort that out.
So there you go.
Sort that out.
If you're not going to punish me, then I'm going to do whatever I want.
Okay.
There you go.
Bringing on obedience training. Next one. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Pet diminutive names.
Hi.
Power exchange.
Of course. Yeah. Punishment. Yeah. Resistance play. Yes. Rewards. Rough play. Yes. Serving other doms. I said 2. Safe positions 4. Sleeping on the floor 1. You're not going to get me to do that. Speech restrictions.
Is that a soft limit?
4. Yeah.
Yeah.
Submitting to a submissive 2 and threats 2. There you go.
Hmm. So submitting to a submissive is still quite low.
Yeah, because I think...
Has that changed? Because we've talked about the...
It's... So my whole thing is if you are...
If I'm telling them...
Telling...
And they're telling you...
If you've told me to listen to someone else...
Right. So you're still submitting to me, really?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. If it's someone who's just like the middleman and... But you have to be the one... I have to know that it's coming from you. I'm not just going to submit to another person otherwise.
Yeah, got it. Threats. Some of these, I would... If I was in a relationship with someone who's more into it, I would get more. What's the word? It's not aggressive, more not physically, but more mentally aggressive.
Mm.
Like if they were into it, I would have no problem doing like some of the like I don't know, more like lecturing, more. Yeah, but then it in my brain it's like that's verging on being controlling and domineering, which, again, if someone was super into it, there's a part of me that wants to do that. I know there is.
Yeah.
I know there is.
I'd gladly take a lecture from you, especially like, ooh, the whole idea that you've come home from work and here I am and I didn't do something and you've got to like...
But it's weird because in my head, it would only be satisfying to me if it was real and not a role play.
No, I mean that. Like I do think domestic discipline is, for me, it's hot. Playing with the traditional gender roles in that sort of way.
Yeah.
I find hot, and I don't think it like, yeah, like it's not so much a role play. It's just like, that's how I want to.
I'm trying to think of an example. So what I can't think of an example.
I didn't ask you what you wanted to have for dinner. And so I assumed that this would be okay without, I don't know, as an example.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, I really wanted.
That's the thing. Because we don't live together. I think if I lived with someone, I could have more of these routines. It's hard when we don't have routines, mm-hmm. so you don't know what's expected of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the things you have to think about when you're in a relationship. And a lot of this stuff, if you're in a remote relationship, is even harder. Right, moving on. So we're about halfway through here. So we're making...
Are we?
Well, I'm on row...
No.
I'm
There's
on
no...
row...
There's no way in hell we're halfway through.
We are. I'm on row 143.
Out of 376.
Okay, so we're just under... We'll speed up a little bit.
Okay.
Where did I get to? Distance, so a remote play. I put average for all of them. Tech, sex, I like.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Electricity, I put one for all of it. So this is like tens, units, violet ones, all that stuff. Doesn't do it for me. Fluids, so this is blood play, bloodletting, chamber pot usage, all hard limits for me. Mm-hmm. Cutting, hard limit. Come on face, I put five. Coming
I put
in,
a four.
We haven't done that.
We have, like,
I don't think we have.
Twice. But it's maybe more like, I'd rather swallow it than like have it on my face. Like, there's a lot of times it's a logistics about cleanup. You know, these things sound better. And then in real life, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, now I have to go get a cloth and wash my face and it's come in my hair, yada, yada.
It is hot, though. Coming in partner, yes. Coming on partner, yes. Both, like, high, very high for me.
Drinking semen, I have a three. So I have swallowing, fine, but drinking out of the cup, no. So there you go. So
a three, though, isn't it? No, a three's try.
No, I know. I mean, like... I had to moderate my answer because I'm like, yeah, I'll gladly swallow, but like, I don't want you to like ejaculate into like a bowl and then I have to drink it.
Oh, right. You know? So you merge the two together.
So in my brain, I was thinking yes to one bit of it, no to another bit. And it has to do with some sort of degrading element there.
Okay. Sucking sperm from a partner's orifice.
I have two.
Yeah, I've got two as well. Female ejaculation.
Four. I said, if it's possible.
It is possible, but it's pee, so. It's pretty much definitive.
Mystery solved.
Yeah.
What's funny is, at this point, I'd never squirted. So I was like, it's a myth.
No, it's possible. So did I tell you? I don't know if I told you. Again, one of my first sex parties, because I know how to do it, my fingers. So someone was like, oh, yeah, I wanted to do it. So I was doing it. It was like liquid going everywhere on this hotel room floor.
Oh,
and
God.
Then they were right. They got on top of me and riding me. And it was just literally gushing all over me. And that was before I knew it was pee. I'd probably not be as okay with it now. But it was hot in the moment.
I think what's different is like when it's happened with me, like I've already peed before. I don't have a full bladder. It's not like... a deliberate whatever pee it is, it's going to be very weak.
Yeah
you know, like it's
not
it's the stuff that's kind of like the leftovers in the bladder. It is mostly like, it is watery. It doesn't smell very strongly of pee. It's not like golden
yellow.
I don't
know if it's from a different my anatomy's not good enough, but it's not the same. It's like a different sort of pee.
It is, it feels different. And actually, so I mean, in the shower sometimes if I'm cleaning out my vagina for whatever reason, like sometimes I can make myself pee a little bit that way, and it feels different because the like spongy bit the inner wall of the vagina, like it gets to the bladder and like it feels like it's working different muscles. And like I've heard there's something about glands or whatever, so it stimulates something.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
But I don't know if is it coming out of the urethra or the vagina?
No, the urethra.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes, I'm definitely positively sure.
I know pee comes out of the urethra, obviously, but
the squirt is coming out of the urethra.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitively.
All right.
Which it's different from the just lubrication that comes out of glands.
Yeah.
So lactation quite low.
Because I always thought it was coming out of the vagina. But you can't really see when you're doing it. There's no liquid
in the vagina besides just
I know,
discharge,
but it's hard to, when you're doing it, because the technique is with the two fingers and my palm is kind of covering the opening, so I can't actually see what's going on.
Yeah, it's definitely coming from the urethra.
Okay. Okay. Lactation, one. Yeah. Play during menstruation. I said it's not a turn on, but I don't mind it.
I said three. It depends on how crampy or cranky or horny I feel.
Yeah. Spitting, I put a three.
I put a three. I said not on the face feels like degradation.
Oh, so that's a try it then.
Yeah, so like if you're going to like spit on my, I don't know, clit or something to help lubricate things, yeah, go for it.
But I don't think it's about the lube.
But not on the face. However, then it's like I've had some fantasies where, you know, like you like grab the jaw and like spit into the sub's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that I find really hot. If it came from an extremely dominant moment where you were just like full dom mode.
But is that a fantasy? It's one of those fantasies you wouldn't have.
No, it's a fantasy that if you were like wearing a suit or whatever, and like if the moment were right and we were out and you were trying to make me remember who's in charge in this relationship.
It's too vague. I like. I'd be like.
But you know, this isn't something that you have to like keep a note of. But like, I think if it naturally happened and if it naturally occurred where you had wanted to spit in my mouth, I would.
Yeah,
accept
but that's
the spit.
Too vague because that's basically really gray consent. Because it's like if I want to do it. I've got no way of knowing if you want. You're saying if there's a set of conditions that are absolutely right, then you would want it.
I'm saying like if you were feeling so dominant as to want to do that, I would feel that dominance coming off of you and I would accept it.
Okay.
You could spit in my mouth right now if you
come
think,
here.
If you think you can. Come here. If you think anyway.
All right. Sweat. No, I don't like sweat. Some people really like it. Like when you get back from the gym and you're sweaty.
I like when you're sweaty, when you're working up a sweat because you've been doing something manual, like labor, or you've gone to the gym. It's hot because I know that you're strong.
Yeah.
But I don't like the actual sweat itself.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like girls sweating. I don't like it. It's not like.
Yeah,
I see a girl coming back from the gym. Because again, there is a gender thing here. It doesn't turn me on to have a strong woman.
Yeah,
like I don't need them to be able to lift me up and protect me. So it doesn't turn me on knowing that if they go to the gym and for a nice ass and legs. Yeah, fine, but not because of strength. Right, furniture. There's loads on here. A-frame, bondage chair, box stocks, cages, coffin, flogging horse, grope box, latex, vacuum bed, queening stool, St. Andrew's cross, sex stool, spanking bench, stocks, vacuum bed. None of it really does. I put it all as a three.
Mine is quite varied. I have some that are higher, which would be A-frame, bondage chair, flogging horse, and spanking bench.
Mm-hmm.
My lows, my zeros, coffin, latex vacuum bed. My comment is there's something really creepy about that. And a vacuum bed, which is, I guess, different from a latex vacuum bed. Sex stool, I have a three. I said I would definitely lose my balance, .. So it's the more the idea of like, I would feel insecure on top of it. But yeah, so be it. Furniture. Mm. Yeah, St. Andrew's cross is a five
well, you like
for me.
Spanking as well. We have a spanking patch. So
I like the St. Andrew's cross. I like to be strung up and let you play with me. That's great.
All right, general. This is all stuff, I guess, that doesn't go in any other category. It's a bit vague. We've got angry sex. I like it.
Yeah.
I've got that high. Yep. Breast fucking. Clitoral stimulation. Yeah.
Yes.
Cunnilingus. Yeah. Deep throating.
Yeah. Yep.
Deep throating doesn't do it for me. You know, sometimes I see people going, oh, I really want a deep throat and know how to do it with my boyfriend. It doesn't feel that good.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good. It's more the psychological aspect of it, but I'm all right with not having that. Double penetration, yes.
Yes.
Five.
Yeah, same.
But we haven't done it.
What do you mean?
Well, we've done it with...
We've
done it with, yeah, like, dildos.
I would totally do it in also with another person.
I know.
I've got
we
that.
We haven't found anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's hot. We should do that more.
Face fucking, yes.
Yeah. What's yours? Has it gone up?
Five.
Okay. So it was a five still in 2020,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Same. Face sitting.
Three.
Has that gone up? Because you like the face rubbing now.
Oh, ooh. No, but I think face sitting would be me sitting. I was thinking...
Sitting on me.
Yeah, me sitting on your face. I'm like, yeah. That sounds scary and not. I feel too loosey goosey when I'm on top.
Yeah, okay.
I feel too like I don't have enough control of my body to know what I'm doing when I'm on top of you.
Fellatio?
Yeah, totally.
Is that a six for you?
It's a five, but it should be a six.
Yeah. Fingering, vaginal.
Five.
Yeah, fisting vaginal.
Two.
Yep. Hand jobs.
Four.
Kissing.
Five.
Masturbation, five. Mental orgasm.
Five.
Yeah, same. Mutual
masturbation, four. Neck kissing, five. Neck bite, that's repeated. Scissoring, three.
I put that as a five. It's like, what am I doing? Just watching it.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I can't participate in this activity.
Fair enough. Sex. It's just the word
I put
sex.
A six.
Six, yeah.
Sex while asleep, five.
Tantric sex, like three. Teabagging, two. I think that would go
that's
up.
That's got to go up, surely.
Yeah,
surely definitely. That's like a five now.
Yeah, because have we discussed how I have a new kink and that it's that?
We have discussed it, but okay. Some people may be brand new to this podcast and are going to be enlightened.
Surprise. It's become extremely hot to have Chief's cock be rubbed all over my face. My goodness, it's a huge turn on. It gets me all squirmy just thinking about it. I don't know. It's all related to... I have such an oral fixation and then it's just getting a little bit sloppy and slobbery and I'm licking and it's a fun time. Yeah. So there you go. Although I don't think I've successfully managed to teabag you, like getting both testicles in my mouth. It's a mouthful.
You don't have to get both. It's more just licking.
Triple penetration. I have a four. I'd gladly do it.
That is not really... Well, we've done it. We've done it with me in your mouth and then a dildo and a butt plug.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if we could figure out the logistics and get two other people to help out, I'd gladly do it.
So if you are a
are a penis owner.
Well, I was going to say a switch woman or a...
Yeah, I liked the idea of a real penis more, to be fair.
Okay, applications at send a photo, not of your penis.
No, please not of your penis, of your face.
Applications at chief@kinkyevents.co.uk.
Please
subject
no,
line.
People are going to.
Yeah, please.
Please
well,
don't. No.
No.
No, we're not taking applications.
We're not taking applications.
We will come
unless you're
to
extremely
you.
Hot and you send lots of photos. Then we might consider it.
The final one on here is urethral play. Now, I had
zero.
It as a one. However,
no.
However, I must say it is definitely one of the things that I like to watch porn of. And I like the idea of, I know it's not medically a good idea, but it sounds really hot. But I'm not expecting you to all of a sudden try to.
I know.
And I'm not saying that I need you to do it. But I'm just saying like.
Oh, you want it done on you?
Yeah.
Oh. But when you say it, do you mean you want something in there? Or just...
Sounding. But I don't actually. And I know, see. His face has grimaced. And it's
just
because...
even thinking about like catheters and that stuff, it just makes me like, oh. It's and like I, turn off.
I think it's
off.
Because I've started to, like with the squirting and with, there is a very pleasurable, satisfying sensation of having that like forceful pee feeling and it happens when you squirt and it's like the muscle has been activated just right.
But
and
do you think that
feels...
would happen with the sound? Is that
so it's like playing but even playing like with the urethra but anyways I had it at a one. It's probably up higher but it's definitely not something that's like a we're gonna have to end the relationship because I'm not getting it.
Okay, what do you have it as, what number?
It's a one on here but I think it would I'd say a three. Now.
Okay. All right. Genital torture. We've got ball busting one, ball stretching one. I think I'd
feel like I can't comment on
that. I'd probably put these a hard limit. No, it's whether you would want to do it.
Yeah. I have 1, 1, 1, 1 for busting, stretching, weights, and cock and ball torture.
Yeah, I'd probably put those as a maybe a hard limit.
Sometimes when I'm in the mood, I do like watching post-orgasm torture on guys. It is hot.
Clit spanking. Yes, I like doing that.
I have a 5.
Oh, it's gone up. I didn't know it was so high.
That was a 5.
So you were learning something.
Surprise.
This is why it's good to do it with your partner, because I've seen your menu before, obviously, but I've forgotten or come up with new things that you remember. Oh, yeah, we should do more of that. Clit torture, I've got it as 3.
3. Clit weights, 3. Genital clamps,
We've
3.
Got the clamps that go on your nipples and your clit, but it's kind of slips off a lot of the time. Labia stretching, labia weights, 2.
2.
Yeah. All right, marks. Branding, yes, with a marker pen. Writing on it.
I have 4 with a pen or a marker. Yeah. But not actual branding. And that could be interpreted as actual branding. That would obviously be like...
That's next. It's like bruising, burns, flesh hook, piercings.
But branding could be like with an actual like hot iron, which is obviously a zero fucking way.
Well, I'd put that into burns. But yeah, burns, flesh hook, piercings, scarification, tattoos,
no, hard limits.
Hard limits. Medical, douche, examination, gloves, injections, urethral play, speculums, all hard limits.
Yeah, and I am not the same. I find the fantasy of going to a gynecologist and that whole thing, I find that really hot in this sort of like forced, you know, consensual, non-consent sort of
So what
vibe.
Have you got examination gloves?
There? I have 22011 douche and examination gloves, injections, urethral play, and speculums. However, I think that they've gone up. Not the douche, but examination gloves, I'd say definitely a 3. Urethral play, 3. Speculums, I'd say would also be a 3.
Hmm.
But I like to watch the porn and think about it more than I would probably actually like it to be done.
Yeah.
So they're all in my fantasies.
I'm hoping people listening to this are finding it useful and are with their partner and they are discussing as they're pausing it. That's what I'm imagining. They're pausing it and discussing these things and seeing if they agree with their partner's scores.
Because
it doesn't matter that we're not trying to get you to agree with our scores. That's not the point of this. Like, everyone's into different things. And the things we're saying are hard limit for us. We don't look down on them at all. That's not what this is about. This is about BDSM is just so varied. You need to figure out what you're into and then check with your partner. Like, you know, let's say I'm super into spitting and you're not. Then we have to have a negotiation. We say, okay, well, you're not into it, so we definitely can't do it. Is that a deal breaker for me? If so, then...
Can that need be met otherwise?
Can it be met otherwise? Can you do it non-monogamously? Or is it just so much you need it, then you're going to break up?
And I think people sometimes get hung up about the specific kink, but you have the whole article about like discovering your kinky desire. And what's really interesting is you can explore a kink and get down to how it makes you feel. Maybe you don't need, like me, I find the gynecology play really hot as an idea. And why is that? It's because I like that idea of being forced to do something that's out of my control. And it makes me feel like...
So we can do inspection play.
Yeah.
Similar needs is met. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, this is what the sex menu is about. It's like finding out... It's not necessarily the key activity. It's looking one level deeper. What is it about that activity? How does it make you feel? And then finding another activity to substitute in to give you that feeling. So yeah, we need to do more inspection play then.
Mm.
Or you kind of just being forced into... Or not
awkward,
I like
to be
not the
forced.
Word, but into like situations that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, but not so much situations. It's like a general... like
being looked at.
Yeah, but I think what it is about like gyno play is that my legs are spread open. The idea is that, but like forced, like strapped down.
Yeah.
And there's an element that there's an authority that's taking advantage of the situation. And that element that I like to play with, it's verging on CNC and like, you know, rape play.
Yeah.
To be, you know, to put it frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that attractive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, orgasms. Delay methods, one. It's like...
I have it as a three. Okay. If my orgasm's delayed and it makes a stronger orgasm later...
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I put that more as orgasm denial, which I've got high. Orgasm control, high. Orgasms on command, very high. Multiple orgasms, very high.
Yeah, I mean, orgasms are great. Yeah. I have them all rated quite highly.
All right, moving on. We're getting there. We're at about 245, so we've got about 100 to go. Other, abusive language. I put that high. I quite
one,
like it.
One, depends on context.
Yeah, see, that's an example of where we're different, slightly different. Condoms, I put low because it's obviously feels better without, but it depends on the situation. Crying, low. Dirty talk, high. Dirty talk involving extreme taboos.
I say depends on context. Like, it's something that, like, we'd have to just talk about it.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want you to call me as an example. I don't want to be... have some idea about being fucked by a dog, which is the example given in the list. Like, no thanks. But if it's something about how you are raping me, yeah, probably. You know, yeah. That's an extreme taboo or incest play we're playing on.
I put anything goes. Like, I would say anything. Like, depending if the person liked it, I'd be willing to say anything.
I don't think I have any limits. Anything's really broad.
Yeah, I genuinely don't think... that isn't something I'd be willing to say.
I could find something.
If the person really was turned on by it, I don't think I would.
If the person was turned on by, like, one of your family members?
I probably would. I'd still do it, I think.
Interesting.
Well, no. See? I guess it depends.
Exactly. Yeah. Never say anything.
Okay, not quite anything, but 90% of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Edge play, like risk taking. I'll put that low. Doesn't really bother me. Feather play, it's a bit
too.
Yeah. Food play, no. Too messy.
The idea of me being laid out on the dining table, covered in like food to be eaten off of at a kinky dinner party, yes.
Yeah.
So there are moments. That's why it's like two.
Yeah.
So it would really depend on the context.
Yeah. Initiation rights,
two.
Meh. Knife play, no.
No.
Outdoor sex, yes, very
four.
High. Deep depression, tickling, wet and messy, nah. Wrestling, nah.
Nah.
All right, pain. I mean, there's so much in here, but this is like spanking and whips and face slapping.
Any things that stand out to you on your list?
Yes, face slapping. I put four and hair pulling high.
Face slapping I also have as a four.
Do you? I thought you didn't like that.
We've talked about it. Remember, and we've talked about, like, if you get home from a trip and, like, we
it's
discussed
it. It's more during
it.
Sex, I would do it.
Yeah, but it depends.
If, like, I got home from a trip and...
And, like, we had some sexting conversation a couple of months ago. And it was revealed, like, I was like, yeah, you would be able to slap my face in this scenario. And you were like, really?
I can't remember what the scenario was.
And then I'm like, okay, see you when you get back from a trip. And then we just never, you know.
I'm going to have to look up what the scenario was.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else, like spanking, yeah, but it doesn't,
hair
it's more
pulling,
for you.
Hair pulling
yes,
and flogger,
yes.
I have.
I said that.
Yeah, nice and high.
All right.
There you go.
Next section is pornography. Being filmed, photograph someone else, sending pictures, looking at porn film.
All of these
porn.
I have four or five. Yeah. Being filmed during sex, three. And I'm like, eh.
I don't look at porn anymore. Like, I used to, I was never addicted, but I definitely would masturbate more and look at porn at least once a week. Like, probably every day. Now I just don't. Like, it's probably once a month.
Yeah, when I'm in the mood and I need to do something and you're not around, I'll look at porn anymore.
But... It's weird. I'm obviously over 40 now, so that's part of it. Role play.
Anything that stands out. Interrogation,
CNC.
I have one.
CNC, I've got
CNC,
a four.
CNC, where's that? Yeah, I have a four.
Everything else quite low. Oh, schoolgirl play, I put as a four. Teacher pupil, I like the sort of power dynamic there.
Yep. Zeros, I have pet litter tray. Certainly it is a zero.
Yeah.
Interrogations is a one. Take you on the role of an animal.
I'm not that
and
into
religious
pet play.
Scenes and pet Ooh. Pet play just in general is all a two. Livestock market and auctions, two. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Service. Chores, erotic dancing, grooming, manicures, massage, objectification. So I've got foot massage is high as a five. I've got
same, and massage as a five.
Massage as a five. I've got chores as a four. Objectification serving as art, serving as furniture. Doesn't those two things don't do it for me, but I do like objectification.
I have both of those as three. Serving as art, serving as furniture. Yeah, like.
But it's, if it wasn't that, if it was just objectification in general, I'd probably put a five.
I out of the three, humiliation, degradation, and objectification, I'm better with objectification as as an idea.
Yeah. All right, third parties. This is quite a long section as well. So first one's cuckold. Now, I really, this turns me on a lot, as in not me being the cuck, but cuck queen.
And I'm the opposite. You being like, not, that's, and that sounds more like if you brought in someone else and if I was restrained and I just need to be fucked by someone else and you're like watching me that happen, I find that idea hot.
I don't know what that is, because that's not quite being a cuck. It's like,
it's not. It's you're basically like I'm loading in charge me of it. Out. Wife, yes. The idea of like a hot wife or like wife swap, not wife swapping. What's it called? There's a term in porn. Like a, I don't know. Wife sharing. Wife sharing is the term when you find hot in porn.
It's like
and it's like the idea like you bring your best friend home.
Yeah.
And
that's not cuckold though, because in cuckold the being a cuck is the guy is
humiliation aspect to it.
Yeah. Encounters with strangers, I put high. Exhibitionism, I put high. Clubs, high.
Glory hole, I put as a two, situation dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Given away to another dom, zero. Because given away feels different from being loaned out.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a, here's my sub, take her forever. Yeah. Including others, four. Polyamory, I have a 2.5. Don't know what that's for. Why is there a 2.5 there? But I put 2.5. Shared, given to others temporarily, I have a 3. Public play, a 4. Triple penetration, 4. Watching sexual acts, 4. Swapping and swinging, 3s. Yeah.
I've got multiple play partners, 5. Including others, 5. Group play, 5. Watching sex acts, 5. Triple penetration, 3. I don't know why it's gone down there. I think it was 4 earlier. Yeah. Yeah, I like public play. I like group play. But it's the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
It's the logistics that hold it back always. All right. This is the last section. Toys.
There we go. We've made it.
Benoit balls.
5.
Yeah, they're good to wear out. Cock ring.
Not applicable.
It can be quite good, actually.
I have not applicable.
I used to wear one. But like not more those stretchy ones. Mm-hmm. So during sex, it makes it more intense. Dildos, 5, double-ended dildos, 5. Yeah, great for play. Fleshlight, 5. Yeah, I do have one. And I'm gutted because I had two more and I threw them away.
I haven't seen you play with your fleshlight. Also, it's massive and it's heavy.
It is.
Like oh my goodness. I never use it.
Because,
so much effort. And then you have to clean it out. Ugh.
I never use it because of all the reasons you describe. What I find funny, though, is the double standard when it comes to sex toys.
Mm.
Like a guy, if a woman sees a guy with a fleshlight, a lot of the times when I see comments online, they're like, oh my God, why would you have that? That's so gross. And it's like, well, it's just the equivalent of a dildo
it
for
is,
you.
Yeah. I don't see it as gross.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I mean, you better clean it, but you better clean your dildos too. And if you're not
no, but they look at
dildos,
it and they're like, "Oh, it looks like a vagina. That's great." I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
It's
like,
literally the inverse of a dildo.
I know, it's so bizarre. I don't know if it's like
I don't see them as gross.
Yeah, it's strange.
Like,
strange.
Go ahead and have your fleshlight.
But it's a nightmare. I never use it because it's a nightmare. It's good if you use it on me. If you're
But like Kate, honestly, if I'm using a fleshlight on you, I'd much rather just use my hands or my mouth.
Yeah, but it's a different sensation.
Fair enough. But like,
that's like saying if I'm going to use a dildo on you, I might as well use my cock.
No, I guess because I'm thinking like, I want the benefit. I like to play with your cock and to touch it. But what
they
should do.
You. That's your pleasure.
No, I like to give you pleasure, but I find your cock fascinating. But
exactly,
so
that's for you.
What would be fun is fleshlight gloves that I could wear that simulate the sensation of a fleshlight, but is so much lighter weight and easier to clean.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if those exist.
They must
I'd gladly wear fleshlight gloves for you.
All right, there we go. Product idea.
There we go.
There must be. I'll look in AliExpress later. Fucking machine. I want to get one. I want to get a, what are they called? It's the Symbian, but there's a rabbit something or other. I want one of those rider ones. Yeah. I think it'd be great for parties.
Yeah. I like the idea of the one that like torture, plunges in and out.
Yeah, torture. Like who can last longest on
if
it?
If I'm strapped down
part
and,
of
and
our
something's
Sub-Olympics.
Just like, something's just drilling into me and I have no choice but to take it and off you go.
I was thinking the motor bunny where he sits on it.
I like more the one that like plunges in and out of me. Like, ooh.
That would get, but you'd get raw after
I know, I know. But it's in a dungeon setting.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously you can't do it for a terribly long amount of time. You can't just leave me there because you're right, you would get raw.
This but is Sub-Olympics. Sub-Olympics. This is what we want to do. A competition with different
if anyone
tasks.
Wants to sponsor us to give us a fucking machine, just you know hit us up.
Symbian, Motor Bunny,
any of them.
I contacted you in the past, you turned me down. Please send
maybe
us
we're popular enough
send,
now.
Yes, see, we talk about it all the time. This is free advertising for you guys, and think we'll do a whole podcast with Moano riding it while answering questions.
Yeah, I totally would. We've done it before with the vibrator showdown.
We'll do a live stream on Discord while you're
one.
On it.
Yeah, that's a fun idea.
All right, so send us. Inflatable toys, I'm like, I don't really know.
Three? I don't know.
They, is that like a inflatable couch? You like in, or the duck? Like in the swimming pool.
Oh, like the bouncy ball, the yoga ball that has the dildo and the handles. Have you seen that thing?
I
it
have.
Looks so much fun. And they're just bouncing.
I'm imagining, though, it's like an inflatable duck in a swimming pool. Or those flamingos that everyone uses. And they're just getting turned on by sitting in it as wannabe Instagrammer. Love doll, nah. Penis pump, nah. Plugs.
Five.
Anal plugs, I guess it means. Remote controls, yes, but they're always so fiddly. They're so damn fiddly. Strap-on dildo, yes.
Three.
For our double penetration.
Yeah.
Suction cups.
Two, whatever.
Suction toys, vibrator five.
Three, five,
so that's
vibrator.
It.
And then there's a practical bit for allergies or medical issues or any STDs, 1 year last tested, practicing
boring.
Safe sex, and any other subjects not described above.
So there it is. That is our. Those are our sex menus. We've reminded ourselves of some things doing it.
Yeah.
So hopefully you've had a similar discussion with your partner. You can go and download this entire list on kinkyevents.co.uk. It might be /sex-menu, but just search for sex menu in the search bar, and it's under freebies, and you'll find the template. And you can get you and your partner to do it. There's also a whole guide on filling it in properly, because what you want to do is you want to fill it in separately from your partner, probably, because then they don't influence you and you don't feel embarrassed doing it in front of them. And then you get together to discuss it afterwards. That's probably how we would recommend it.
So this was nice to go back and update our sex menu after half
Well, we haven't
years.
Updated it. But...
No, but to talk about it.
Actually, mine says I updated this in 2022.
Mine, it says it was edited, but I'm like, edited from what previous version? I don't know.
So there it is, our sex menu, how to chat about sex and BDSM with your partner and discover what you might like. Go and get the templates, download it, have the discussion, fill it in, and off you go. So there we are. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us for more. There's loads more episodes. I think this is like 44 or something now. So yeah, enjoy. Until next time, lots of love and spanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Chief from kinkyevents.co.uk, helping you create the dom-sub dynamic you've always fantasized about.